The word of God for our meditation this morning is recorded in Colossians chapter 2, beginning at verse 6. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed, when I was a student at Bethany, we went on a choir tour to London, and someone had told our group of friends there was a good view of Buckingham Palace from the Green Park. We didn't get to the park until well after dark and found that there were no lights along the path. When we looked behind us, we realized that a man had been following us for some distance. So we decided to give up on looking at the palace and instead locked arms, Wizard of Oz style, and walked out of the park as quickly as possible. Our lesson today pictures the world as dark and dangerous, like that park in London. As we walk through the dangers of the sin-darkened world, as Christians, we are to be aware of our surroundings, our circumstances, and any present threats. As you walk in Christ, beware. What are we to beware of? We are warned against hollow and deceptive philosophies and the basic principles of the world. In other words, false teaching. False teaching is deceptive. In his book, What in the World is Going On?, ELS pastor David Thompson writes, therein lies the key truth about false worldviews. False worldviews are deceptive. That is, they look good, but are inwardly evil. Many of the teachings of a false worldview may be true, good, or practical in and of themselves, but the worldview as a whole is still always deceptive. In fact, many deceptive worldviews may be those that are almost entirely true, but have one subtle teaching that can easily worm its way into the mind of the individual because it's hard to detect, and everything else about it makes so much sense. A false worldview may sound good, necessary, normal, and beneficial, but that should not be used to justify or overlook its sinister and evil intentions. False worldviews may use such words as tolerance, acceptance, and inclusion in words that promote errors. While these words sound good in and of themselves, such words may be used to promote false worldviews, to deny objective truth and reality, to teach false views of humanity and of God, and to downplay sin, and subsequently downplay God's grace. Also deceptive are the basic principles of the world, which play upon our default setting as human beings, thinking that we can do something to save ourselves by our own works. When people hear the simplicity and apparent foolishness of the gospel, oftentimes we find ourselves thinking that there must be something more, some contribution on our part to being saved. It can't be that easy. Aren't there some rules to follow or some deep levels of understanding to achieve? Something that I can contribute to my own salvation? In Colossae, false teachers were claiming that living by ceremonial laws, abstaining from certain foods and drinks, made people more pleasing to God. Self-denial often feeds the flesh rather than starves it which leads to self-righteousness. By teaching that we human beings can do something to contribute to our own salvation, these basic principles lead us away from Christ to looking to ourselves and our own efforts to earn God's favor. Christ is reduced to a moral teacher or example to follow rather than our only Savior. At the time Paul wrote to the Colossians, there was also an incipient form of Gnosticism infiltrating the church there. While these false teachings may sound odd from our biblical Christian perspective, they are commonplace in our world and in much of what passes as spirituality today. Despising the physical world, even our own human bodies, thinking only of the non-physical as spiritual or real. A belief that there are many gods that are all just different paths to the same place. Salvation through a deeper hidden knowledge rather than the revealed word of God. Paul reminds his readers in Colossae and us that nothing needs to be added to the fullness of Christ. In Christ, all the fullness of the deity dwells in bodily form. In order to save us, God assumed a real human body. Christ lived a perfect life in that human body, fulfilling the law in our place. Christ was crucified in his human body, satisfying God's wrath against our sin, making a full payment in our place. He rose again from death with a glorified human body and will return physically on the last day in a human body. And when he returns, he will raise our bodies physically from the grave. All those who believe in him as our Savior will live forever with him, body and soul, in the new heavens and new earth. In this life, we are surrounded by hollow and deceptive philosophies, trying to lead us onto false paths, away from God and toward destruction. So how do we continue to walk in Christ? Paul compares us to plants firmly rooted in Jesus. When we were baptized, we were grafted onto Christ, planted with him in his death and resurrection. Just as a tree sends its roots deeper into the soil to draw nourishment from the earth, we need to continue to draw strength and nourishment from Christ. As he says in John 15, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing." The more we make continual use of God's word and sacraments, the more we sink our roots of faith down even deeper into Christ. The more firmly we are rooted in Christ, the less likely we are to be blown over by the storms of false teaching and the fierce winds of the troubles and sorrows of this life. As we continue to walk in Christ, we are also built up. We are buildings rising on Christ, the solid foundation. When he brought us to faith in Jesus, the Holy Spirit established us on Jesus. Christ is the firm foundation on which the constantly growing structure of our faith and life rests. Through the saving work of Christ and the truths of God's word, the Spirit continues to build our lives on Christ until we reach completion in heaven. Through the Holy Spirit's working through the word and sacraments, we are not only strengthened in faith, but established in the faith. Notice also the phrase, "as you have been taught." The words, the faith here is teaching or doctrine. Being taught true doctrine, being built on the foundation of Christ, will result in our being strengthened in the faith, in Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. That is why our churches have Sunday schools and confirmation classes, adult Bible classes, and distribute devotional materials for use around the table at home so that we will be strengthened in the faith. This is why we have Bethany Lutheran College and Lutheran Elementary and High Schools. The more we continue to be taught the true faith, the more we will be able to recognize false teaching when we hear it and see it, and we will be less likely to be led astray because we have all that we need in Christ. In this life, in which we are still flesh and blood and live in the world and in contact with the devil's kingdom, we are to take heed to this warning. As we walk in Christ, beware. As we walk in Christ, we will use our gifts from God rightfully, with thanksgiving to God and in service toward our neighbor, with a faith that is rooted and built up in Christ and daily strengthened in faith by God's word. We then have every reason to be thankful. We will cheerfully and lovingly make that thankfulness evident by our words and actions every day in joyful faith in Him who is our life, our hope's foundation, and our glory and salvation. Amen.